two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The KSL 7 o'clock report begins now.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The coronavirus, a special hour on Utah's Morning News.
The Centers for Disease Control is reportedly considering a recommendation for Americans to wear masks in public to help stop the spread of COVID-19.
Lynn Hughes is a nurse on the front lines in Long Island, New York. She was asked on CNN if she wants to see people in public wearing masks when there's a shortage.
Well, as long as they're surgical masks, I do get a little aggravated when I'm out and I see people with N95 masks on, knowing that, you know, we're trying to make sure that everybody in healthcare that comes in contact with these patients has the proper PPE. But, you know, if that makes people comfortable, it does do one thing. It keeps you from touching your face and your nose, which is part of the spread as well. But everybody just needs to wash their hands and stay home.
The Washington Post reports the CDC is still considering a mask recommendation and no final decision has been made.
Health experts are predicting the COVID-19 pandemic will hit its peak in Utah over the next few weeks. Are the hospitals ready?
The coronavirus. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, one of the main questions is whether Utah has enough ventilators in the hospitals. Ventilators will help coronavirus patients at their worst breathe, and it'll save their lives. One analysis says the state will need at least 194 ventilators at the peak of the crisis on April 27th, but that figure changes daily. Salt Lake Mayor Erin Mendenhall says she had heard the state has 170 ventilators right now, but state leaders told the Deseret News they are still counting those, working on getting more, and officials say that's why social distancing is so important, so the system isn't overrun with patients. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We will have more on the production of ventilators elsewhere in the country coming up in a live report with ABC's Ryan Burrow. That's at 7:15 here on Utah's Morning News.
Utah Congressman Ben McAdams has been released from the hospital and is now recovering at home. He spent 8 days in the hospital, including a few days in the ICU.
What became scary was when it moved from flu-like symptoms to a respiratory symptoms where it was just hard to breathe and I couldn't catch my breath.
McAdams says his symptoms started with a fever, then he became weak and lost his appetite.
Intermountain Healthcare says some employees could see their pay cut in a couple of months. The coronavirus. Our live team coverage continues now with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John.
Yeah, Tim, some Intermountain Healthcare employees may see pay adjustments by June. These employees would be a limited number of physicians and advanced practice providers. These are the individuals who are experiencing significant reductions to their workload because the coronavirus has temporarily halted non-urgent procedures. Dr. Mark Brasacker, chief physician executive at Intermountain Healthcare, released a video message to impacted workers explaining that they're busy trying to find a workable solution.
Being part of Intermountain Healthcare and a high-performing multi-specialty medical group is important in times like this to alleviate financial impact and help reroute work to areas of most need.
Now, it's important to note that in a statement released yesterday, Intermountain says that so far no pay cuts have taken place and they are, quote, doing everything possible to keep employees working. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Monday was the worst day yet in the outbreak. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. 550 Americans died of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the toll to more than 3,100. White House coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx warns all states should follow the same federal guidelines.
All of them are moving in exactly the same curves.
More than 1,300 deaths have been in New York State, several times of that of any other. A group of Amazon warehouse workers in New York walked off the job yesterday, saying it's not safe after several employees tested positive.
Yeah, they're talking about we're going by CDC standards, but when we called the CDC, they're not.
Another worker says he was fired by Amazon yesterday for organizing the walkout. Holland America's cruise ship Zandam is heading to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with a COVID-19 outbreak that's left four passengers dead. Governor Ron DeSantis has not agreed to let them disembark.
We would like to have medical personnel simply dispatched to that ship.
Nearly 200 is showing flu-like symptoms. The ship left Argentina on a cruise March 7th. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And the Los Angeles County Sheriff says he will allow gun stores to reopen after Homeland Security listed them as essential businesses. Critics of the guidance says it sows fear of widespread social unrest resulting from the pandemic. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The governor's office is hoping to help small businesses impacted by the COVID-19 stay-at-home recommendations. We get the details from KSL TV's Ashley Moser.
This program offers zero-interest loans from $5,000 to $20,000, and repayment may be deferred up to a year. For small businesses with 50 or fewer employees, businesses can apply online and get more information at business.utah.gov. Although not all applications will be rewarded this bridge funding, those who apply this week and are accepted may start seeing those checks as early as April 10th.
The program is being funded with $8.5 million.